We begin the current daf, Masechtas Naz v'daf Chav Dalet. We begin on the second line down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous Mishnahs, regarding when a woman makes a neder, and her husband, who is Mefer, who nullifies the neder, b'yayim Shammai. So our Mishnah begins, Ha'isha shenaj b'nazir, if a woman takes a vow of Naziris. And moreover, v'frishas behemta, she actually already had separated and designated the karbanah she's going to need when she finishes her term of Naziris, which are three animals, there are chatos, carbon oilo, and a carbon shlamim. Now, the achika chefer labaila, then subsequently her husband is made for the nether of Naziris before she gets a chance to finish and terminate her Naziris that she accepted. So the Mishnah says, depends. Im shaloi hoisa behema, if the animals that she had separated as a wife, as a spouse of her husband, she has the ability to take from his animals. Now, but if it was from his animals, so then the halacha is, now that he nullified the vow of Anaziris, and she's not going to even end up finishing that term, and there's no need for those karbanas, so actually those animals that she designated as karbanas could go out and graze in the pasture. And the reason being is because it comes out that the hafrasha, the designation of these as karbanas, were in error. Moreover, as the Gemara will explain, when the husband gives his wife karbanas, animals to use for karbanas, it's only things that she needs. But things that she doesn't need, like these karbanas, where you're not doing any naziris anyway, you're not going to need the animals. So therefore, he was never maknet to her. Therefore, it was never her ability to be makdashit. And therefore, it's like it was never a hekdash, and that's why they could go out and graze as if they're just regular chulam. Now, but im shalohi sabahema. But if the animals were hers, in other words, as one example the Gemara will give, if someone else gifted these animals to her on the condition that her husband doesn't have any rights in them, because although usually here it's specifically her animals, then it's different halacha. Because ultimately, it was her animals and she designated them as karbanas. Now she's not going to need them anymore, but then it has the ramifications as any karban that you have and you don't need anymore. Where hachatas, tamas. The karban chatas actually has to die. You can't just go out and graze like a regular deconsecrated animal. Whereas the Gemara will explain, as the Gemara actually had explained on the Chafal of Amabez, because it's like a karban chatas sheniskapu bahaleha, where it was a chatas, but it's like as if you had atonement already. In other words, you don't need it because you're never going to be finishing your naziris because the husband was made for it. So therefore, there the halach is that it goes to misa, has to just die, and you can't use it. V'oila tigre v'oila, but the karban oila that she had designated is brought as an oila, because you could just bring a karban oila as a gift, as a nedava to Hashem. So once you made it as an oila, you bring it. And shlamim, tikkur of shlamim. So to the shlamim, again, since it was already designated as a shlamim, so again, as a shlamim could be brought as a nedava, you do the same thing for the shlamim. However, v'nachalan liyayim echad, but this carbon shlamim is only consumed for one day, where although generally a nedava of a shlamim could be eaten for 2 days, here it has the stringency of a shalmei nazir, because ultimately that's why it was originally designated, which was to be the shlamim of a nazira. Now, although she's not finishing her term, but they were already designated and they were her animals, so you could only eat it for 1 day. But the enatun lechem, they do not require the breads of a shalmei nazir to you, which are usually brought. They don't have to be brought with this carbon shlamim, which is ultimately brought. And moreover, as the Rashi explains, even if let's say she had already separated breads, the slaughtering of the shlamim will not sanctify them as it usually is by shalmei nazir. However, the Rush does say that it does need to be redeemed because it already had the sanctity of Kedusha's Damim in those breads. Moreover, the Rush says is that the Chaz of a Sheikh, which are the parts that are given to the Kayin, do not require what normally is required by Shalmei Nazir of Tenufa to be elevated, because that halach is only Al-Kapeh HaNazir. It has to be elevated on the palms of the Nazir. Now there's no more Nazir anymore because her Naziris was cut short and never terminated by her husband's Afarah. So although you're limited in the time you could eat the shlamim for 1 day like a shalmei nazir, but it doesn't require the breads of the shalmei nazir. Now the Mishnah continues, let's say she didn't designate animals per se. Rather, hayula ma'oi stumin. She was all excited, she's becoming a nazira, and she already set aside monies which were unspecified. In other words, she already set aside monies which she's going to use from those monies to purchase her kabbanas, but she didn't say which monies are going to be used to buy the oila, which ones for the shlamim, and which ones for the chatas. So then the halacha is, now that her husband was made for her neder, yiplu l'nedava. Now, all those monies are used for nedava, what that means is to say is that when it's called the kaitz ha-mizbeach, when the mizbeach is not being used for anything, and there's an open time, they would bring karbanas oila. So the Gemara actually explains that that's halacha l'moshe v'sinai regarding such unspecified funds that now they're not being used for what they were supposed to be for, so they're brought as a nedava, and then the nesachim come from the tzibris funds. Now, however, mo'is mefurashin. Let's say this was before her husband was mefrid. She set aside money and she specified which money's off of what. She's like, she was pretty organized. This money's going to be used to buy karmachatas. This one's for oila. This one's for shlama. So now the halacha changes. So the Mishnah says, the mechatas, the money that was set aside for the chatas, and now you're not going to use them anymore because the hafara stopped it in its tracks. Yechu liyam ha-melech. Those monies get thrown into the Dead Sea. In other words, because since had you purchased an animal with those monies, meaning a karban chatas, the chatas would have died. So do the monies have the same halacha, which is that you're not allowed to have enough from it? Like in the case of an animal that it dies, here you throw it into the Dead Sea. Now the halacha is loy nenen. Now before you throw it into the Dead Sea, now that I have pleasure from those funds, then that's only rabbinic, because really it's not going to be brought as a karban. But v'loy mo'elim behen, one does not commit the treason of me'ila if they do have pleasure from those funds. And the reason being is because since the halacha requires that they be thrown into the Yam HaMelech, they're not called kodshe Hashem. Me'ila is only for the karbanis of Hashem, meaning something that's going to be brought on the Mizbeach. These funds or the animals that come from them are not going to be put on the Mizbeach because they have to die. So therefore, although rabbinically you can't have pleasure from it, but one does not commit the treason of me'ila if he has pleasure from it. Now, demei oila, the funds that were earmarked for the karban oila, yeviu oila, they're brought as a karban oila, and the reason is, as we said before, because since you could just give a dairin a gift of an oila, so you bring it as an oila. Umoilim behen. Moreover, if one does utilize those funds for his own personal use, he has committed me'ila, and the reason being is because those funds are going to be used to be brought on the mizbeach, so they're called kodshe Hashem. Dimei shlamim yaviu shlam. The funds that were earmarked for the shlamim, now that she can't use it anymore, but they're still brought as a nedava of a shlamim. V'nacholi yamechar, and as we said regarding the carbon of the shlamim, the monies are the same way, that the carbon that's brought from it is eaten for one day, limited to the time frame of the shlamim nazir. But v'ein tun lechem, however, one does not require the breads of the shlamim nazir with it. And it doesn't talk about me'ila, because as we'll see in the Gemara, actually shlamim before zrikas damim does not have a halacha of me'ila. So that's a halacha of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that taught, that holds, that if the animals were his, then we said that now that it stopped in her tracks on Naziris and she's never going to finish it off, that there's no sanctity in those animals whatsoever. As the Mishnah says, Tetziv Eter Be'eder, the animals could just go out and graze into the fields. Now the only reason why that would be, as the Gemara assumes, is because the Baal Loi Mishtabed Lo, is because the husband is not obligated, there's no lien on his animals to this woman for her to bring her karbanis from it. Therefore, when she designates his animals for Naziris, it's like she was makta somebody that's not hers. And hence, although ultimately the husband does give to the wife, but if it turns out that there was no Naziris that she's going to be concluding, so those like are not even that she had any rights to go ahead and be makta. And therefore, that's why it just goes out to graze. You can't be makta someone else's animals. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that the husband is not meshubid to his wife's karbanis? Because if it was meshubid, then she had all the rights to be makdashit. And then, therefore, if it was like hers, then it would have to die when it was the karbachatas and so on. But from our Mishnah, we see that when it's his, that it just goes out to graze. Obviously, it's because he's not meshubid. Who is that like? So Rav Chizda says, Rabbanan, it's going like the Rabbanan that we're going to quote in the Braisa shortly, and that is because they hold that the husband's is not meshubit to the wife. So as long as he wasn't made for the nether, so then he's makna, he gives her from his own things and that she could bring in the atonement from his animals. But when he's made for, as in the case of our Mishnah, so regarding something that she doesn't need, he didn't go ahead to be makna his animals. It's not meshubit to her, it's not hers. He gives to her, but that's only if she needs it. If she doesn't need it, then it was like, wasn't yours, you had no rights, and therefore it's like chulin, and it's tetziv etir be'eder. And the reason why the Rav Chizda says it's Rabbanan is because the Isak at Rabbi Yehuda, because if you would entertain it's Rabbi Yehuda, again, that we're going to quote shortly their opinions, since he holds that his animals are indebted, are meshubit to her based on the Tanai Ksuba, the conditions of the Ksuba, so it's as if she was mafrish from her own animals. and therefore it would have to die the chatas. Why would then the halacha be that the animals could just go out and graze into the in the pasture? But he's indebted to her, and it's like her own animals. The time in the price. Rabbi Huda Omer, Adam may be carbon ashal ishtar. Behuda holds, and the inference is that the Chacham argue, and that's why we're saying that our Mishnah must be like Drabbanan, not like Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda holds that a husband is Mishabat to his wife. As he says, that a person brings a wealthy type of a carbon for his wife. In other words, there are certain carbonas where, depending on the person's wealth, that you have to bring a higher level of a carbon. So the halach is, even if his wife, in her own assets, is poor, since he's meshubit to bring her obligatory karbanis, and he's wealthy, so he has to bring her from his own status, from his own type, the higher level karbanis. Moreover, Rabbi Huda says, v'chein kol karbanis se'a she'chayabas, all her karbanis that she's obligated, for example, if she sinned, a chatas, a asham, she was a zava, if she gave birth, the yeledes, she was a mitzayra, if she was regarding the ziris. Now, however, as the Rush points out, regarding the dharma and the davis, that wouldn't apply. But her, like as the Gemara says, Sheikhayevis, her obligatory karbanis, he's obligated, he's meshubatar. And therefore, again, if he's wealthy, he has to give his status. Shekach kasla, because this is what he writes to her in our kasuba, kalachrai is to islech. All the obligations that you have a lie on me, even min kadmas donna, even from what was before. In other words, and that's actually when he divorces her, that she writes that he paid off all those obligations that he had to her. And again, there's specifically that he takes responsibility for all her obligations of karbonos, even the obligations that she had before they got married, but they're only the obligatory karbonos, not other obligations and not other karbonos, but the obligatory karbonos. So the Rav Chizda says, must be our mission is like the Chacham who argue Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, essentially it's like her karbonos, because he's meshubit to her. It's like someone that you have a lien, it's your thing, just they have it for you. So then why would it be Tetzavitir Be'edah, just like her own stuff, even though it's cut short by the Afar? But there are certain halachas, like the Chatas would be Tammuz, so too, if it was like the Rabbanan, we wouldn't say Tetzavitir Be'edah. It would be like the Karma Chatas would be Tammuz. Obviously, it's going like the Rabbanan, who hold that there's no obligation, there's no lien whatsoever. And that's why when he's made for it, it's like she was doing it betos, like as if she was being mocked or something that's not hers. Now, however, Rav Amar, he says, Afil Tim Rabbi Huda. You could even say that the Tana of a Mishnah is like Rabbi Huda. Because ki mishabedlo, yes, although he says clearly in the Braisa that the husband is meshubitar, but that's only b'milsa de trichala. That's only regarding things which she needs. B'milsa de trichala loy, but things that she doesn't need, he's not meshubitar. And hence what Rav is trying to say is that when he's made for her nether, it turns out that you never needed that. You never needed that, so that there was no shibut for that. So although you were makdashit, you had no rights to be makdashit. At least retroactively we see that. And therefore, Rabbi says that Rabbi Huda could agree to and be the town of our Mishnah because still the halacha would be Teitzei Betira Be'eda, because for that, there was no Shibut. Ikudami, that those that say that this discussion that we just had in a different version, the other way around. The Gemara asks, Mantana, who's the town of our Mishnah? On that, I'm Rav Chizda Rabbi Huda, the other way than we said before. First we said it was Rav Chizda saying it's Rabbanan and Rabbi adding on, could be even be like Rabbi Huda. This version says the other way. Rav Chizda says, must be the time of Mishnah like Rabbi Huda. Why? Because b'chi meshabed la, because, and this is how Rav has said in the first version, because when is he meshabetar? B'milsa de tzrichala, things that she needs. B'milsa de tzrichala, things that she doesn't need, like in this case where he was made for her naziris, and she's not going to have to bring it. Loi, for that there is no shibut. And therefore that's why Rabbi Huda is the town of our Mishnah, who says that teitzei v'tira be'eda. Now, the Rabban, because if this halacha would be like the Rabbanan, they hold loy meshabed lo klal. There is no shibud whatsoever. She can never take her husband's animals and be makdash. Who gave you the rights? There's no shibud. Now, el heichad dami de meshabed lo. So what would be the case according to the Rabbanan, in general, that there would ever be any rights that she has to be makrav karbanas from his animals, which, let's say in the case when he wasn't made for her neder of naziris, would only be kagoyin to akniyah lo, if he goes and he gifts it to her from his animals, because if not, she has no rights. Now, if that's the case, however, v'kimin to akni law, but once he's maknita, havid inavsha, so then it's like she was mafresh from her own animals, and therefore then actually the halacha of the Mishnah would not be like the Rabbanan, because then it would have to be that the chatas would be tamas, just like when she's mafresh from her own animals. Here, if the only way she can get it, according to Rabbanan, who hold that there's no shiba whatsoever, Because if he gives it to her, then it's a total gifting. It's like her own things. Her own things, even when there's a later hafara and she's not going to conclude the Naziris, still it has to be Chatas Tomos, because ultimately it was hers and there was Naziris in the beginning until the husband was made for it. So therefore, why would the halacha be Teitzah V'Tirah Be'Eder? Obviously, Rav Chisda says the halacha, the Mishnah, is only like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbanan. However, as we continue on Talmud Beis, the second version has that Rav Amar, he says, Afil Tim Rabbanan. Now you could say the halacha of our Mishnah is even like Rabbanan. Because ki maknu lo nami, because even the Rabbanan, yes, the only way the woman could be makdish at all in the first place, even before Afar, is by the husband gifting it to her, but that still doesn't mean that she has full rights in it, and therefore, that even after Afar, it should be like from her own things, that the Chatas should be Tamas, because same svar we said before, b'milsa de tzrichala, he was only makin it to her for things that she needs. For things that she doesn't need, he wasn't makna, and therefore, since it comes out that he's made for it, therefore, the rights that she had was not valid, and therefore, her hektish was like betalis, and that's why even a kontra abonon would be teitze betira be'eder. Now, the Gemara continues quoting from a Mishnah that said, "Im shalohi sabahemta, if the animals were her own, then chatas tamus, boilu tikrav, then you can't just go out and graze, because ultimately it was hers, and she was makdish, and now she can't conclude it, but they were true hektishes that she made, so therefore the chatas has to die, and the oila can be brought, and so on." Now the Gemara asked the basic question that he manola, where does she have animals from? Ha'amrit, but you said, and this is a well-known halacha, mashakansa ishakana baila, whatever woman acquires, her husband acquires. In other words, she doesn't have anything. So what could you say it's her own, in contrast, distinction to her husband's? Everything is her husband's. So that Amar Papa, he says, we could say it's toma shekam matzasa mi'isasa, where she scrimped on from her dough. In other words, the woman gets a certain allotment from her husband for mezainis to have every week. Now, what she did was she ate less than she needed. From that extra, she went and she made, was mafresh karbanis, because she was like, look, it's my own thing, Naziris, my husband doesn't have to pay for that. She was saving and saving and saving. That's considered her own money, and therefore that's from her own animals, and therefore it has that unique halacha. Or Iboisim, or if you want, you could say, as we said in the Mishnah, the akni la'achar, that somebody else gifted to her these animals, va'amala, and he said to her, amanas, I'm only giving to you on the condition, she'ain labaylech rishosbim, that your husband does not have rights in it, and then that will work. And that obviously, based on the gift, only works as far as he doesn't get it, and therefore we don't say, komasha kana isha kana bayla, and that's how she could have her own things, to have again this unique halacha of not teitzei v'tira be'eda, but rather that chatas tamos and the oila being brought and so on. So we said the halacha is, ha'oila tikrav oila, her oila is brought as oila, v'ashlamim tikrav b'chulu, and so to her shlamim is brought as a shlamim, but it could only be eaten for one day, and moreover, is that we don't bring the breads that are usually brought with the shalmi nazir, which is unique halacha b'shalamim of the nazir. Now, amalei Shmuel la'avu bar'i, Shmuel said ta'avu bar'i, le'tesev al-karach, don't sit down on your chair, in other words, I want you to stand on your feet, until you tell me this thing. What's the pshat? Why is it you're telling me that it's limited in the time frame of the Shalmi Nazir, and the whole reason why you're bringing it as Shalom is because you marked it as a Shalmi Nazir? Then why don't you bring the breads of a Shalmi Nazir? So he told him, V'elu hein arba elim, these are the four types of rams, she'enan tu'unam lechem, which do not require breads. They are shaloi, his, v'shalah, hers, v'shalacha misa, that's brought after death, v'shalacha kapar, that's brought after atonement, as the Gemara explains all these four. Shalah, hodamoran, hers is the one that we said, meaning the halacha of our Mishnah, where although, yes, it's a shalmi nazir, which should have breads, but after the husband's made for the nadarim, made for her naziris, so then there's not going to be any more kapay nazir, she's not a nazir anymore, therefore it's not able for the breads to become sanctified, to be brought with the Shalmei Nazir, because it's only when it's lifted up with the Kapei Nazir and she's not a Nazira. So that's one of them. Shaloi, his own, is a reference to a Mishnah we learned in the Chav Chesma Beis, where it says, Ha'ish Madur es Benoi Benazir, a man could create a vow of Naziris for his son. Either one of two Pshatim that the Gemara says later on over there, either because of Chinuch, he wants to be Mechanuch his child in mitzvahs, or it's Aloch L'Moish Mesinah. But either way, it's that the father could do it, but ve'en ha'isha maderes es b'na b'nazir, but the mother, the wife, cannot make a vow of naziris for her son. Now, the halacha is, if gilach, if the son, in the sign of protest, cuts his hair, which is obviously forbidden for a nazir, or even if relatives cut his hair, or let's say the son verbally protests regarding this Naziris that his father is doing for him. Or if the relatives protest. So then the halacha is, if the father had left over, that is, hayulay ma'i stumin, if there was unspecified funds that the father had already prepared for when his son finishes Naziris to bring the karbanis from, so then the halacha is, since that the protest of the son or the relatives works, and he's not going to conclude it, so yiplul nedava, again similar to the halacha of our Mishnah, so they're going to be used for the nedava, for the karbanis oil that are brought as kites on Mizbeach. Mois mefurashin, if they were designated funds, this b'chatas, this for oil and for shlamim, so demei chatas yichu liyam ha-melech, as we said in the Mishnah, the funds that were earmarked for chatas are thrown into the Dead Sea. Demei oilu yiviyu oilu u'moylem behem, those which were earmarked for oilu are brought as a karban oilu, and there is halacha of me'ilu, because they're kat she'ashem. Demei shlamim yiviyu shlamim v'nechon liyam echad, the monies that were earmarked for the shlamim are brought as the shlamim and eaten for one day. Ve'ein te'unin lechem. But, as we said, this is one of the four cases which does not require the breads of a nazir. And the reason being, as we said before, because there's no nazir over here. Because the son protested and you cannot pronounce on it as it requires al kapi ha-nazir, the breads have to be on the palm of the nazir. And that's the second case of shaloi, where it's his carbon nazir will not require the breads of the nazir. The third case is shalachar misa menon, where do we know that after death, that although the carbon is brought, but then it's not brought with the breads of the shalmi nazir. The Tanya, which is really a Mishnah, as you learn in the Mishnah, Masechet Me'ila. Hamafrish mo'is l'nezirusay. Someone designated monies for the karbanis of his naziris. So the halacha is loy nanin, now that I have a no from that. But v'loy mo'ilin b'hen. But you don't commit me'ila if you misappropriate those funds. Now why? So the Mishnah says, "Nei shehin ru'uyin lahevi b'kulin shlam." Because actually, you could take all those funds, which were really set aside for the chatas oilin shlam, and use all that money to purchase just the karban shlamim. Because if the person wants to, although this money was set aside for the karbanis of his naziris, he could purchase a fat and large karban shlamim from that monies, and he could take other monies to purchase the chatas in the oila. Now the halacha of me'ila is only by something that is clarified and verified, that it's sanctified for something that's fit to commit me'ila on. Now the thing is that by shlamim we say mesechtas me'ila and davavim abeis, that there's no me'ila before the zrikas damim. And here obviously it's before the blood is thrown, we're talking about the money part. So therefore the Mishnah there says that even if you misappropriate, you haven't committed me'ila, because although really you wanted for your chatas and shlamim, technically it could be all of that money could be used for shlamim and other money for chatas and ayla, and there's no me'ila by shlamim. Now the Mishnah continues, if let's say he died and there was unspecified funds, so then yiplu the nedava. Again, these are all the same type of halachas where it's used for the nedava for the mizbeach. Mois mefurashin, if there was specified this fachatas, this vayla, this v'shlamim, so the mechatas yelach liyam ha-melech, so the funds which are earmarked for the chatas are thrown to the Dead Sea. Now, loy nenin, rabbinically, you can't have a nabut v'loy moyelin, but you haven't committed me'ila again because they're not considered kat she'ashem, because they're not destined to go on the mizbeach. Dimei oila yaviu oila, the monies for the oila are brought as the oila u'moyelimhen, and there is you commit me'ila if you misappropriate them. Dimei shlamim yaviu shlamim, the monies for the shlamim are, you buy a shlamim and you bring a shlamim with them. B'nachon liyamecha, they're only eaten for one day because, again, the monies were because you wanted a shalmi nazir. Now, no, although you're not going to be a nazir anymore because the person is dead, but it's brought as a shlamim and it could only be consumed for one day. And ve'ein on tun and lechem, and they do not require the breads. Again, the same reason for all the four halachas, which is really answering the question that was originally posed to Avua, was this idea because you need to have kapei nazir. And in all these cases, when the woman has a neder mufar, or the son protested, or if in this last case that we said where the person's dead, there's no kapei nazir. So that's why you can't have the breads on the kapei nazir, on the palms of a nazir, which it gets elevated with him, and that's why you don't need the breads. And the fourth category, shalach kapara. If the person already had atonement, how do you have atonement? If these are the monies that are for the karbanas of the atonement, is, for example, let's say he designated an animal to be used for his karbanas when he concludes his naziris. Now, and the animal got lost. Or he designated money and the money got lost. So he has to bring karbanas, so he designates other monies and uses those monies. Now afterwards, the karban chatas is found, or you find the money for the chatas. So regarding that is what we said, that it's going to have all the same halachas that the money is going to the Yamamelech, the oil is brought as a oil, shlam is a shlamim, and they eat for one day, and they do not require the breads. Why is that? That's svaruhu. That's pure logic. Because shalachar misa maitam. What's the reason why that we said in the previous category, when the person died, that you don't bring the breads? Toloi chazi lekapara. Because it's not fit to be brought as an atonement, because as we said, there's no kape nazir, shalachar kapara nami. After the nazir, who was a full-fledged nazir, had atonement already, so halachaz lekapara, so the breads are not able to be used in the procedure of atonement for the nazir, al-kabe nazir, because there's no more nazir anymore. He already had his atonement through other monies of the breads, and therefore, that's why this is the fourth and final category of those that don't have the lechem of the shalmei nazir. So again, that answered this question, why the halacha was unique here, where although the shalmei is going to be brought, and it's going to be limited to the time frame of the nazir of one day, but you're not going to have the breads of the shalmei nazir. Now, the Gemara asked, Basulaka, is there only four categories, four types of cases that the shalmei nazir are not going to have its breads? But Vayikra, but there is another one, like it says in the Braisa. The Braisa says, the shar kol shalmei nazir, and all other shlamims of the completion of a naziris, sheshachton shaloi kemitzvasan, if they're slaughtered not the way their mitzvah is, where Rashi Masechtas Menachas explains that means shalai lishma. If it was not sacrificed for the sake of this carbon, it was brought for a different carbon. Or another interpretation is that the ram, the animal, was brought in its first year, where as the word aisle always connotes, it has to be already in its second year. So it was shaloi kemitzvasan. So the Braisa says kesher. The ram itself, the shlam, is going to be kosher, like all shlam of nedava, where it's just a donation to the mizbeach, where that's the halacha by any zevach, any carbon that's slaughtered shaloi lishma is going to be kosher. But le'oilin lebayil mishum chayv, as the beginning of Masechta Zevachim opens up, but it's not going to be valid for the obligation of the fulfillment of the obligations of what the person was bringing it for. So hence he hasn't fulfilled his obligation of a shalmei nazir. And the same thing would apply if, let's say, he was a one-year-old instead of a two-year-old animal. He hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Now, v'nechon l'yemechad. So this shlamim, which is, it's being brought as a shlamim, and it's going to have the halachas of a shalmei nazir, but you're not fulfilling your obligation because it was slaughtered either shalei lishma or it was a one-year-old instead of a two-year-old animal. So it's eaten v'nechon l'yemechad. It's eaten for only one day, like a shalmei nazir. But ve'einen tu'unin loy lechem, but it doesn't require neither bread. Now, Rashi explains, because since it's not being brought in the fulfillment of a nazir, and the reason being, as we said, because the whole halacha of the lechem is because al-kapi a nazir. And it's not, although the person is a nazir, but that's not what it's being brought for, because it's really being brought as a shalmei nedava. Or the Ri explains is because you don't need the breads for tenufa, but actually the Ri actually says you would require the breads, but it just wouldn't require tenufa. But either way we see is that you don't need the breads, v'loi zroya, and neither do you need the forearm, where the Ri explains that the zroya has to be given to the kehana. It's just that the bailim, the owners, can't eat it, and moreover is that you don't require tenufa on that either. And therefore the Rush says that the same thing would apply to the halacha of our Mishnah, that it should have said not only that by the woman her neder becomes mufr, that there's no bread, but also that there wouldn't be any zroya. But one thing we see is that there's a fifth case where we find when, for example, if you call it shaloi kemitzvasan, that it was slaughtered shaloi lishma, that you are going to have this same type of quasi shalmei nazir, where it's going to be eaten only for one day, but you're not going to bring the breads of the shalmei nazir. So why do you say there's only four? That the Gemara is kemitzvasan kechashav. When the Avu was telling him that there's four types, he was saying that when they're done, according to the fulfillment of the mitzvah, it's just that her husband was made for it, or his son protested, or the guy died, or it was after the atonement, but it was being fulfilled according to how it's supposed to be brought. Shaloi kemitzvasan, if it's brought not as it's supposed to be brought, again, either because it was a one-year-old instead of a two-year-old ram, or it was done shaloi lishma, that like a chashav. He wasn't coming to count cases when it was done in an inappropriate way, and therefore, he didn't count that as one of the cases of the shalmei nazir that doesn't require bread. Yes, that would be another case, but he was only coming to specify four types where even when you do a kemitzvasan, they're not going to be the full-fledged shalmei nazir, and therefore the breads of the shalmei nazir are not going to be brought.